Welcome to episode 18 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast. Whether to delete or silence unwanted audio. Well, it depends. In this episode, we'll look at the difference between deleting audio containing unwanted sound artifacts and converting it into silence, and when to do which. Here's today's audio technology factoid. In digital audio, full scale, the very loudest sound in the audio file is that with a level of 0 dBFS, or 0 dB below full scale, which is by definition the loudest it can be. Audacity defines the silence feature as producing audio with zero amplitude. However, there's no absolute dBFS value for silence. The definition of digital silence is determined by the threshold setting of the equipment or software, or in the ear of the listener. And the takeaway is, it's the ear of the listener that really counts. Today's feature Linux audio tip is whether to delete or silence unwanted audio. Well, it depends. It's easy to see the difference between deleting audio containing unwanted sound artifacts and converting it into silence. A more subtle question is that of when to do which. The answer is you might want to do both. That is, convert the sound artifact into silence, and then delete some of that silence to tighten up the recording, sort of like removing the dead air in broadcasting terms. If you took too long of a pause between a couple of sentences, it would make sense to just delete the extra second or two that the pause was too long. This would maintain the flow of the recording and better keep the listener's attention. But a more subtle scenario is that of taking a deep breath between sentences, in which your sensitive microphone picked up the breathing. This could happen especially if you're really into a script. Naturally, you should be really into each and every script performed. And being human, you need to breathe to speak. In viewing the waveform in your audio editor, you can see where you not only paused in a place, but also there's your extraneous breath artifact, right there visibly and audibly in your recording. Merely deleting the artifact creates an abrupt jump in the recording and jolts the flow. Obviously, you don't want that, and it's annoying to listen to. I've found that it works well to highlight the sound artifact and then change it into silence. In Audacity, that is done with Ctrl-L while the selection is highlighted. Now you have this blank spot that introduces a pause where there should not be a pause. The solution is to shorten the blank spot, that is, the selected part of the audio that used to contain the sound artifact. In Audacity, you can move your cursor to the left border of the blank spot, which should still be selected after changing it to silence. The cursor should change to a large left-facing arrow, indicating that you are at the beginning of the selected audio range. Then click and hold the left mouse button, and drag the left edge of the selected audio to the right by the fraction of a second that should be in between the preceding audio and the audio that starts just after the silenced section. With the reduced selection area still selected, hit the delete key or click the cut icon. Congratulations! You've now established the intended flow of the recording, and the unwanted sound artifact is all gone. Next time, we'll cover how much head tone is needed. That's it for now. Happy audio work. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.